Well, there's no doubt that Arthur Boyd is in the pantheon of Australian artists, but when you hear the name Arthur Boyd, do you think tapestry? I must admit I didn't, but that is going to change in 2026 because yesterday at the National Gallery in Canberra, a new exhibition opened, Arthur Boyd Tapestries. It's described as a world-first opportunity to experience the full suite of 20 monumental tapestries by Arthur Boyd, and we're joined now by Elspeth Pitt, Senior Curator of Australian Art at the National Gallery. Welcome, Elspeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Monumental tapestries, they do sound big. How big actually are these tapestries?
They're very substantial. As you said, there's a suite of 20 tapestries and they each measure approximately sort of between 2.4 and 3.5 metres. So they're really sort of monumental works.
And what's on them, Elspeth?
Well, this is an interesting question. Ostensibly, they depict the life of St. Francis of Assisi, the medieval Italian saint, but I suppose in a typical Boydian fashion, he inflects these episodes with experiences from his own life and also that of his father. So they're very kind of interesting. They really portray a very rich sequence of images.
And what's the story of how these massive tapestries were created, Elspeth?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's quite a complicated story in one sense. I think St. Francis was a figure who was with Boyd throughout his life, and he intermittently throughout his life made imagery around the theme of St. Francis. I think, you know, St. Francis was a figure that Boyd admired and had an affinity with. I think both men were artists and poets and pacifists and sort of a kind of, they were both sort of interested in the environment. You know, St. Francis of Assisi was a sort of proto-environmentalist. So there was this long-standing interest in the saint that Boyd had. But in 1965, one of Boyd's gallerists, Frank MacDonald of Clune Galleries, suggested to Boyd that he go to Portugal and visit the Manufactura de Tapeçarias de Porto Alegre, which was a tapestry workshop in Porto Alegre in Portugal, which John Olson had earlier sort of been working with. So that's really how it all began. Boyd made a number of tapestries with the manufacturer in the sort of mid to late 1960s. And then in late 1969, he commissioned this series of these sort of 20 vast tapestries depicting the life of St. Francis of Assisi. And they were woven by the manufacturer between 1972 and 1974. So it was a really massive undertaking for the manufacturer because it was, you know, number one, it was a very substantial commission, you know, to weave 20 of these tapestries. Mm. But each tapestry is woven and sort of, you know, manufactured entirely by hand. So each tapestry comprises between 4 and 8 million individual stitches.
Amazing. And the exhibition tapestries is billed as being the first time that all the tapestries are displayed together. So what is the history of the acquisition and display to date of the Boyd tapestries?
Yes, well, look, they were acquired by the National Gallery in 1975, and this was prior to the opening of the building, which only occurred in 1982. So some of the tapestries have been displayed like individually in the past, but this is the first time they've been displayed collectively. And really, one of the principal reasons for that is because they do require such a large footprint to be able to be presented. So we're thrilled that we've finally been able to make it happen. Boyd had planned to display the tapestries soon after their production in 1975, and he'd planned to do that in Melbourne. But the arts funding body at the time didn't come through with the funding, and so the exhibition was postponed and it was never rescheduled.
Well, now it has been, which is great to hear. Arthur Boyd Tapestries is now open and it's open and free at the National Gallery till October, the 18th of October 2026. Elspeth, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra to talk about the Boyd Tapestries this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
And we were speaking there with Elspeth Pitt, who's the Senior Curator of Australian Art at the National Gallery. And as I said, Arthur Boyd Tapestries runs at the National Gallery until middle of October this year.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.